Good morning, and welcome to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast, and I am your host, Diane Sassano. I welcome and honor all of you here today that are listening. I'm going to follow up with podcast that I posted the week prior, and in that I had some feedback from guests that had sent me some voicemails talking about narcissism and the differences, and they ask that I explain pain points and experiences when they get hurt and how do they deal with being hurt, not only from narcissism but from like any toxic relationships or from any, you know, ills or hurts that they've had throughout their life. And I'll start with learning when you have an experience, be it that it's the pain that we're talking about on this episode, I would say the best way is to honor that pain that you're feeling. And because that pain is there, not that we want to experience pain, but pain is a teacher if we allow it to teach us. And it can be an invaluable way to communicate in our lives. I know that sounds kind of like, oh my God, but pain is awful, horrible. Why would I want to experience it? But if you don't experience the pain, how would you know you have joy, or that you've healed, or that you released anything that you had in your life that wasn't in alignment with you? So when we take the time to be grateful for any emotion that we feel, especially pain, it gives us time to reflect on it, learn a lesson from it, you know. And I always say journal, journal, journal. Always write your feelings down, because at a later time, you can always go back and access them and say, what did I learn from this pain, or what did I learn from this experience, and how could I better, you know, be able to express myself without having to hold this pain, you know, in my body. Consciously acknowledging events in your lives that of experiences can deepen a relationship not only with yourself but with other people, and it can bring you in closer connection in life, you know, and with the moment or the moments that happen that cause that pain. Because out of pain, you know, does come realization and happiness, love, or a deeper understanding of self. And when you can acknowledge what's truly happening to you, you can benefit from life's teachings. And I know people don't want to experience pain, but we all experience pain daily on some level. And when you have an experience with any emotion, especially pain, you know, and you honor it, you know, I know that we all have like this natural tendency to push it away, to move past it quickly. You know, who wants to feel pain? Nobody. But it's there for a reason. So you don't want to push it aside or brush it under the rug, because you're really not learning anything from it. If you can just thank it, listen to it, and feel it, it will reveal itself to you. And I can tell you, it does become a great teacher for you in life. And some people say, oh, I don't want to experience pain, or I tend to put it off. But it's counterintuitive, you know, it seems, when I say this, to honor pain and by thanking it and welcoming it into the space in your life. But when you resist something, it persists longer. So by honoring the pain that you feel, whether it be from our relationship that didn't work out, or a toxicity in a relationship, or, you know, any experience or event that happened in your life, just honor the pain that you feel, because you're doing a service, not a disservice to yourself. Because I can tell you, the longer that you resist pain, it definitely will persist, and it will trigger you at moments, and you might not even remember the root cause of this pain. You know, with the light, you have to also have the dark. You know, and I can tell you from life experiences that, you know, when you can heal the dark, you know, the light is always so much more welcomed. So honoring a painful experience, you know, is like bringing yourself more into a more conscious relationship, not only with yourself or with the person that it happened with, just the experience overall. You can do anything that you feel comfortable, you know, with that pain experience, writing about it, maybe writing a poem, any kind of ritual or something that you feel comfortable doing. But do something, you know, to act on it so you can feel at one with it and then you can release it. There's many ways. Some people light candles and meditate to it, and you know, they let the pain wash through them and they try to take, you know, what they learn from it and then use it in another point in their life. But I can tell you through all my experiences, you know, in my own life personally, and you know, and with my clients, is that when we can sit and go to the pain in our pain body, that it does transform you. And maybe for that moment that it's there, that it hurts and, you know, it feels like it's cutting you or, you know, whatever, but it will pass as long as you can deal with it. If you don't deal with it, it will definitely persist and it will grow into this big, huge monster that maybe, you know, it will be harder than to, you know, take care of yourself or take care of it. And you know, it may interrupt other areas of your life if you don't take care of it. So recognize the value when pain does come into your life. And if you're having a difficult time with the event or the experience or the emotion that you are dealing with, you know, seek out to speak to a friend or someone that can understand you and someone that can help you work through it, you know, so you can process it and honor yourself for it and then, you know, release it. And, you know, that's like one of the best ways to release pain. You know, and if it's something that's really affecting you on a huge or a bigger level in your life, then I would say to seek out, you know, help from a counselor or a therapist. Or there's groups on, I'm sure, Facebook, you know, that you can talk to people maybe that have been in your similar circumstance and, you know, maybe they've worked through it and they can help you also work through it. And as always, you know that I am here for you. You can reach out to me on my website, healingwithdiane.net, or you can join one of my Facebook groups, which are free. I give a lot of content and value to help you, you know, in your journeys and your pain bodies. You can leave me a question there. It's there. Private groups, and or you can just send me a message and I'll be happy to talk you through whatever it is that you're feeling. Remember, always honor yourself. It's self-care. It's not selfish to want to take care of yourself when you're experiencing something that's so painful for you. Don't judge yourself. Everybody has a point in their life where pain, you know, can take away the brightest part of their life. But you do come back around. It's just learning how to process through it and not sweep it under the rug or push it away and just think by, you know, if I don't think about it, that it's not going to be there. It definitely will be there and it will grow into this big monster that, you know, you really don't want to have to deal with then. So as always, I hope this has helped you. Please pass this on to someone that you know that may need to hear this. And obviously, if you're here, then you were meant to hear this today. I always send you light and love. And thank you for listening to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. And if you need me, Facebook or my website, you can reach me. Have a beautiful day. Good morning, everybody. This is Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast, and today I would I want to send out a beautiful message to all our service people that have given their time, their lives, to their families, for those that have not come home, for those that have come home and are still dealing with what they dealt with wherever they were. I want to say a big thank you from my heart and from my family's heart to you for being of service. It's not only that day that you were of service or that time that you spent, you know, in your branch of service, but you continue to do so. And I see it every day. And I want to thank you for that, for standing up and fighting for what you believe in and for protecting all of us here at home. So I thank you for that. And I want to send out special messages to the families of the service people that didn't come home. My heart is heavy for you. And I send prayers and love and blessings to you for one of the greatest sacrifices that a parent, a wife, a child can make is losing someone that they love. Had at times like this, you don't know what to say. You know, for those of you that have lost a loved one, it might not have been, you know, wherever they were stationed. It could have been a lifelong battle that they fought, of forgetting with PTSD or syndromes and pain or loss of limbs. You know, the battle doesn't end. And for people that don't understand the struggle that they go through every day in their life, I lived with a service veteran who was my husband and also my son who served in Iraq. And my husband passed away, you know, 50 years after his service due to a service-related injury. So it's not something that, you know, goes away when they come home. Sometimes it can last a lifetime. And I know because I deal with some service people with, you know, PTSD or, you know, complex syndromes that they have from service. They just want to be heard. They just need a space for them to talk about what they went through and not feel judged. And they need to feel safe too, because they wore a uniform. You know, I think we think of them as being brave, but the bravest battle they fight is within themselves. And I send this message out today to anyone that hears this, because you're supposed to hear this, obviously, that you're on my podcast, or someone that's hearing this and knows of a family member, friend, that may need to hear this message. And I want to also offer up a free consultation to any service person, man, woman, whomever it is, that just may need to tell their story. I'm here for you. I give back, but I don't know how to give back other than just holding space for you. And if you'd like to talk, I am available. And you could reach me and schedule an appointment, which would be free for any service person. It's healingwithdiane.net. So please reach out, schedule an appointment, and please make sure you say that you're a service person. And I will get with you and we'll have a little talk and let's see if we can help you. So I'm not going to keep this message long today. I just want to send from my heart to yours. I don't even think thank you covers what I feel, but I know what it's like. I've been there. I might not have fought in the war, but, you know, I did stand beside someone's in my home that did the fighting and came home. You know, I don't think any of us are broken, but came home a different person. So I send my love and light to you all and to the family members. Please let's remember them today in our prayers and in our thoughts, and give thanks that we have these people that go into action and not just talk about it. So again, this is Diane Sassano, signing off from Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. And as I said, anybody that you know of that needs just a space to talk, or maybe just needs a little bit of healing, please send them to my link and have them state that they are from the Armed Forces, whichever branch. And I'm happy to do that for you, for all that you've done for us. Have a beautiful Memorial Day, and thank you all.